Hello, and thanks for joining us with the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing today is Christian Science practitioner and teacher, Susan Collins. She's from New York, New York.
Before my cherished dad passed on a number of years ago, I thought that when that time came, I might have to overcome deep grief. Well, he did pass on, and I turned beseechingly to my Heavenly Father, Mother, for solace. As I got quiet, it came to me to go to my computer, get still, and listen for God's impartations to me regarding my dad's unique spiritual identity, his divine nature, and the plenteous attributes that made it up. As I sat typing and listening inwardly, the spiritual qualities he expressed surged into my consciousness. His tender kindness when we needed his ear, his marvelous enthusiasm when he watched my brother play sports, generosity with friends and neighbors, abounding joy with our dogs, and diligence and rectitude about his work. Slowly but surely, I was getting a deeper and deeper depict of his eternal spiritual individuality. And I actually began to understand the concept Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer of Christian Science, addresses in her poem, Mother's Evening Prayer, that loss is gain. I'd often considered this precept, and as I persevered in my listening, I actually discovered strengths and gifts in my dad I'd never before realized. I was gaining an even more substantive, expansive sense of his true being. I saw that these attributes I so loved about my dad were living ideas that could never be lost, annihilated, or snuffed out. They were of eternality. Mrs. Eddy states this spiritual fact: man is deathless, spiritual. He does not cross the barriers of time into the vast forever of life, but he coexists with God and the universe. I saw that my precious dad was continuing right on at one with his Maker. I didn't need to suffer or be sad. I was healed of any sense of separation and loss, because the very qualities my dad so poignantly expressed were right here with me. They had to be. They're from God, omnipresent love. I was totally comforted and content. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, copyright 2020.